All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, Milson, M-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1/22/56. Today is 1/9. /1/9/26. Face to face dated for 1/8/2026. Put down patient currently in his fourth benefit period, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient was seen for the sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation today, period. Let's start with saying Tommy is a 69-year-old gentleman who is currently on hospice with history of unspecified severe protein calorie malnutrition, chronic kidney disease, period. He's sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day. He's more weak. He's not smoking. He's increased shortness of breath, increased pilled edema related to his renal insufficiency, most likely. His MAC is down to 19 centimeters. At this time, his vitals are consistent with 97% O2 on room air, 66 pulse, 132/74 blood pressure, period. Tommy is a bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Tommy is has a PPS score of 40%, period. His confusion and his dementia puts him at 6D for his FAST score. His MAC is 19 centimeter, once again consistent with weight loss. The weight loss is thought to be unavoidable, of course, because of his because of his hospice diagnosis, period. So initially had 10-pound weight loss that he has not recovered from, period. Patient does have obstructive uropathy, which has declined dialysis for, and continues to have symptoms of volume buildup related to his renal insufficiency, period. His ADL dependent, period. His bowel and bladder incontinent, period. His O2 sat stable on room air, period. His appetite is down 50%, period. His confusion is definitely getting worse at nighttime, period. Patient family tells me that he's in bed more. He has weight loss, muscle wasting. He's much more thin, fragile, and febrile. He's itching, and in quotation, consistent with his renal obstructive uropathy and renal failure. Eats like a child, his family tells me, and sometimes he skips meals altogether during the day. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.